and Be a Villain by Rex Stout. Copyright 1948 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of And Be a Villain was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Preliminary Quotation. Meet it is, I set it down, that one may smile, and be a villain. Hamlet, Act 1. Chapter 1. For the third time I went over the final additions and subtractions on the first page of Form 1040, to make good and sure. Then I swiveled my chair to face Nero Wolfe, who was seated behind his desk, to the right of mine, reading a book of poems by a guy named Van Doren, Mark Van Doren. So I thought I might as well use a poetry word. "It's bleak," I said. There was no sign that he heard. "Bleak," I repeated. "If it means what I think it does, bleak." His eyes didn't lift from the page, but he murmured, "What's bleak?" "Figures." I leaned to slide the Form 1040 across the waxed grain of his desk. "This is March 13th. $4,312.68, in addition to the four quarterly installments already paid. Then we have to send in 1040 ES for 1948, and a check for $10,000.